Is a lot of red ink enough to stop a juggernaut? This is about the tax bill in Congress. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The big story on the tax bill is the new report from the Nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation. This is one of those official scores that lawmakers have been waiting for. And it shows the Senate tax plan would add a trillion to the deficit, dollars. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoff has been combing through the report. He has it in hand and joins us.
Yeah, I've got the report right here. I printed it out, and this is not some arcane, ponderous tome. It says very plainly, yep, this bill would add $1 trillion to the deficit, and the growth Republicans have been promising would not offset that. Some senators yesterday seemed to be surprised at that finding, even though it comports with pretty much every outside analysis. Senator John Thune of South Dakota told reporters yesterday, quote, "We happen to think the assumptions used by the Joint Committee are not accurate." Well, the assumptions, that's what's in the appendix here. Stuff like, how fast is the population going to grow? What's the debt to capital ratio? But what's interesting is that even if you dial in the most favorable assumptions, like the Conservative Tax Foundation did in its own report, the bill still does not pay for itself. Not even close.
Marketplace's Ryan Kailoff, thank you. In early trading, the Dow is down 28 points, more than a tenth of a percent. The S&P 500 is down, but just barely. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 14 points or two-tenths percent. Adding to the deficit and more government borrowing dries up interest rates in theory, which is of great interest to bond markets, with the 10-year note down and its yield up to about 2.38% at the moment. Now, here's a man with an office that adjoins a bond room trading for, Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
How do you regard what the Joint Committee on Taxation found? Like a little snag, a little hiccup?
Oh, it's deeper than that. We're talking about a $1 trillion shortfall over 10 years, a huge number. And the toughest fights were over how to make this deficit neutral. Turns out we're pretty far from neutral. It's a real blow. And you can see in the market reaction today that people are thinking this is going to be at least a serious delay, if not jeopardizing the whole process.
And what did the outgoing president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York say today in this regard?
You know, here's the tricky thing, David, too, is they all know these estimates aren't very good, but that's not the point. You know, you do the best you can to get as close as you can to what the actual impact is going to be. And clearly, there just isn't enough there suggesting stronger growth. Bill Dudley, actually, this morning, sort of hinting at why that might be, said, gee, I just don't think maybe this is the right time for stimulus. And with the economy at full employment, if growth starts to take off, the Federal Reserve is going to have to tamp it back down again. And there's one of the factors. Say this tax bill does unleash an additional 1.5 percentage points of GDP growth. The result is going to be a Fed that tightens faster and slows the economy back down because they don't want it to overheat.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Now, today's the deadline for many college applications. Also, many high schoolers are on edge this morning, waiting to hear from colleges today on whether their early decision application worked out. Part of the extended ordeal, the financial aid application the feds make you fill out called the FAFSA. You know it ain't easy, but the Department of Education wants to make it more so. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
FAFSA is headed to the App Store, so said Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos this week. Justin Drager is with the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators. He welcomes the move, since most people already apply online.
Taking it to a mobile device is really taking it to the next level, because most students have access to mobile devices even if they don't have access to, like, desktops or laptops.
The app could allow for photo uploads of documents and mobile management of loan payments. A handy tool, but hardly a major fix, says Jessica Thompson with the Institute for College Access and Success.
It's a useful step, but it certainly is not in and of itself a major simplification of the application for financial aid or the entire process from the time you fill out the form to the time your aid is actually disbursed.
All that would take an overhaul of the Federal Higher Education Act. House Republicans are expected to release their plans on that this week. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
You count on Marketplace to keep you informed about the economy and then some. It's what we talk about and how we talk about it in what we hope is an approachable, objective, and sometimes unexpected way. As a nonprofit news organization, we have a mission that drives what we do every day, to increase economic intelligence across the country. I think it's important work that we're already doing, but with your help, we'll be able to do more of it. For as little as $5 a month, consider signing up as a Marketplace investor. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust, and the payoff comes in knowing that you're helping educate and inform people about the economic forces that affect our lives. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thank you. The ultra-discount retailer Big Lots posted stronger profits today, beating forecasts, but the stock is down today, had been up about 20% over the past 6 months. Marketplace's Renata Sego reports.
Big Lots method is to lure price-sensitive shoppers into its stores with promises of a good deal. And it delivers on that through a consistent mixed bag of items, from plasticware and seasonal decorations to lease-to-own furniture.
Big Lots really kind of focus on the limited number of items that they know they can sell really well.
Analyst Anthony Chikumba says Big Lots' saving grace has been its guaranteed profit items, but that's also left the company in competition with discounters from Walmart to Dollar General, who give shoppers more options. Shoppers can also turn to outlets for a variety of cheaply priced goods. Teresa Williams teaches retail at Indiana University.
For Big Lots, the assortment just has not been quite as available. They don't have really a substantial online business, and their source of product may be prohibited.
Big Lots plans to make over about half of its 1,400 stores, but the real test will be whether its inventory is varied enough to meet customer demands. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.
And Tesla, the electric car, and remember, electric battery company, today flicked on the biggest lithium-ion battery in the world. It's in Australia. It's meant to store solar power to help the grid during peak times. Tesla's CEO Elon Musk had promised to build it for free if it wasn't up and running within 100 days. They did it in 60. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.